Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a grave misconception which prevails amongst the common man as well as amongst the elite also is the fact that it is generally thought that celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which is a religious obligation of Muslims, and even people think that it's a religious recommendation. Now, it needs to be understood that there is no such directive found either in the Quran or in the narratives of the Prophet, and even the practice of the companions of the Prophet and people who followed them later on, which are called the Tabi'een, they too, we find in their lives also, there is no such thing as celebrating the life of the birth of the Prophet as something which is recommended or even commanded or directed by Islam for us to do. This function, if it is celebrated because of some religious zeal or religious fervor or because of some religious directive in our background, then this is something which is not found in the original sources, nor recommended anywhere, nor, as I said, found in the lives of the companions and the followers of the Prophet. And this is something which has arisen in recent times and has been even elevated to the status of Eid. And we find that in many countries, including Pakistan and many South Asian countries, in which this day is celebrated with religious fervor, and it is people generally think that we have to celebrate the Prophet, the Prophet's birthday as a religious directive. And therefore, if we do not do so, then this would be something of a mistake or a sin. Now, it needs to be understood, as I said earlier, that the Quran itself, the life of the Prophet himself, his own recommendations, his own narratives, and the lives of his own companions are absolutely devoid of any such mention. And we can rest assured that this is no religious directive at all. What it can best be said about this is that if a person celebrates the birth of the Prophet by, for example, expressing his special relationship with him by, for example, remembering him, remembering his ways and means, and we find many Muslim countries, they conduct various seminars and conferences on various aspects of the personality of the Prophet. If they do this as a cultural practice, of course, this cannot be objected to, and this can be done. And of course, when a certain thing is done out of culture, then again, the question is that there are certain cultures in which this can be done. And similarly, there could be other cultures and situations in which nothing at all is done in this affair. So what at best can be said is that celebrating the birthday of a prophet is a cultural practice. It can be done or it can be celebrated. But as far as the fact is concerned that it is an Eid, for example, or it is something which is directed by our religion to celebrate, then this is something which has absolutely no basis. Muslims have no basis of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet as a religious directive. All they can do, as I said, is to celebrate it as a cultural practice, as a cultural tradition, just as we celebrate our own birthdays. It could be celebrated in that way, but it cannot be said that Islam, the Quran, the Prophet himself, or even the companions, they ever even recommended or even celebrated any such day. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal-muslimat.